The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I'm your host, Raider Greg. Happy holidays. Hope you had a merry, merry, and a happy, happy. And it's New Year's Eve, y'all. Be safe out there. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, we got stuff to talk about here. We got one game left. So far, we're first pick in the draft. Boy, oh boy, things could change quickly. That and more here on show 678. And on today's show, we will have a post-game, very short, of course, for the Giants. Boy, the G-men, they came out serious. It was a wild game. I was really kind of blown away how they came out to play some football. And, well, we had Geno Smith. Wow. It was perfect scenario. I was happy to see it go down like that. And it wasn't like we were doing nothing. We were playing football, but the same ailments we've had all season long continue to plague us, and that's what I'm hoping for the rest of the season, because that's exactly what we need. We got the bone line at the end. That should wrap it up for this year of podcast for now. So we've got a lot to talk about. Let's get into it, shall we? The Giants fans were there, of course, and so were some Raider fans, but, well, the game was pretty amazing. Jackson Dart, he's playing football, man. He's trying to earn that job, win that job, and he did a pretty good job on us. The Giants offense went off on us, and, of course, we got the interceptions from Geno, which is what I was hoping for, and so... Yeah, I was hoping we'd lose this game. It was important for us to get the first pick in the draft. Yes, I know people get upset about it, but that's just how I feel about it. Yeah, this was a game we didn't lay down by any stretch of the imagination. We played some ball. Genty did well. Geno got the ball out a few times on some great passes. But all in all, you know, he couldn't stop them, and we could not really score like we should. And that's how you lose football games. We've been doing it all season long. Why stop now? So on that note, total yards for Las Vegas, 231. And for the Giants, 343. 8 penalties for the Giants, 5 penalties for Las Vegas. Now, a funny thing, it's not really funny.
Funny how?
But Jackson Dart, 22 of 30 for 207 yards. Geno Smith didn't do too bad, 20 of 28 for 176, but he got 2 interceptions. And, you know, well, that could pretty much, you know, seals up your game. And this has been, like I said, the woes of our team for the entire season. No surprise here. However, the team played hard, I got to say. You know, it's not like we rolled over and died, but... Yeah, well, we're just playing consistent football like we have all season long. And that's why we're, 2-14, you know. But we have a Chiefs game up ahead. And that's going to determine a lot about what is going to happen in the offseason. Not everything, but a lot. Now, I watched Andy Reid's press conference for this game, and he was a sad Andy. He was very sad. Not chuckling, not his rosy cheek self. No, he's pretty bummed out. Worthy looks like he's going to be out of this game along with most of their first string. Matter of fact, he's talking about playing the rookies and the new guys so they can get stuff on film, because they're going to do a big-time turnaround in their organization. There's been a lot of speculation about Pete Carroll's job. I don't know. I think we need an offensive-minded coach for a new quarterback. I think that's the only formula that has been proven to work. Kubiak, someone out of the McVay tree, someone out of the Shanahan tree. One way or another, we got to get that offensive mind because that's what's going to go well with our quarterback. And let's talk about it right now for a second. Look, we get Mendoza. We have a great running back in Genty. We got the tight end of all the world in number 89. And we have a lot of solid pieces on this team. Our defense, a couple of tweaks here and there. And as long as they're not on the field all day, they'll do a much better job. I think it's looking real bright for us. And young offensive coordinators, you know, 2, 3, 4 years experience, and they're out there, would love this opportunity to get a brand new quarterback, a new program, and be able to take off and run with it. You know, some people are saying Saleh or a defensive-minded coach. I don't think so. That's not my opinion. Success is bred when you have a good offensive coordinator. Look what happened to Chicago. And that's not the only place. Time after time, with a new, fresh, solid quarterback, a new rookie, you want to teach the ropes, you get a solid offensive coordinator as head coach, and things look way better, way quicker. Now, we can fix our offensive line. We got 11 picks in the draft, and we got a lot of money because we didn't spend that much money. We got a lot of one-year players on this team for good reason. I think this was kind of the plan, be honest with you. And I think this is where we're going to be. I don't see us beating the Chiefs. I see us losing to the Chiefs. Andy, though, he's a tricky guy. So you got to be careful on playing the Chiefs in this situation, I would say. Yeah, if we win, we win. Then we might get the second pick in the draft. Not my ideal, because I'll tell you right now, the Jets will take Mendoza tomorrow. Yesterday. I mean, they are pining for that kid, and they're willing to give up the show to get him. And I hope we don't take it. I know, as a fan, I am sick and tired of seeing these quarterbacks roll in and roll on out. No, don't need somebody who's been here for a long time. Don't need a lot of experience. Don't need new guys. Don't need guys that have failed before. We need our franchise guy like we got in Derek Carr in the second round, and let's run with it. Let's do it. Let's build a team around him. Let's get back to championships and no more pity. I can hardly wait. So that's about it for me. That's what I have to say. I don't know about Carroll's future. We'll find out after the season, which is very much coming very soon here. We haven't heard anything from our general manager yet, which I expect any time after this season ends. And then hopefully we'll have a direction. And I hope there really is a search for a coach and not an antique and not a has-been that's been tried other places that hasn't succeeded. You know, we need to get a guy, a virgin guy, like right out of one of these great offensive minds that can come in and make it happen, man. And this is our chance. You know, I really sincerely believe this could be a great opportunity to build this team into something much better, much more playoff worthy, and something exciting for the Raider Nation to go and see in Las Vegas and black the place out every single game. I hope that's the case. I sure do.
And happy holidays, and get ready for 2026. Raider Nation, this is the Prez. So, we pretty much have just one last game. At the current moment, we have the number one pick. Can we hold on to that number one pick? And when the time comes from the draft in 4 more months, I hope and I predict that we will choose wisely. And to Coach Pete Carroll, oh man, you're such a nice guy. And I don't dare say anything bad about a guy that is so passionate and kind, and he's a legend. But we think that maybe, just maybe, it might not be feasible for you to carry on. But if they do give you another chance, you had to pray his vote because you're such a nice guy. And Raider Nation, I hope that Santa bought you guys good gifts. We want the gift of drafting, because unfortunately, we got to say farewell after this Sunday for the game. But all is not sad, because look at the bright side. There's way far better teams than the Raiders that's going to be sitting at home also watching the playoffs up to the Super Bowl. So keep that in mind. Nothing is guaranteed until it is written in stone. And I hope all you have had a wonderful 2025. May 2026 be prosperous to each and every last one of you. Hang on. Keep God with you. And keep the faith. So says the prayers. Happy 2026 in advance. Take care.
All right, let's get to the bone line.
Okay, Raider fans, here we go, the bone line. 7755 Raider. 7755 Raider. Throw the nation a bone, throw me a bone, get on there and throw your bones. If you don't like your first recording, do it 2, 3, 5 times. I don't care. We'll pick out the best one. Don't be shy. How could you be shy? You're a Raider fan. No, we're all loud and proud. Get on the bone line, because we got some guys shouting out right here. We got some great takes. And here they are, from the nation to your station.
And our first caller is from New Jersey. You know her. I sure do. This is Raider Tracy in the house. What do you got for the nation, girlfriend?
Raider Nation. Hello, Raider Greg. What's up, Raider Randy? Hey, Prez. And again, hello to Raider Nation, the one and only Raider Nation. This is Tracy calling from New Jersey. Happy holidays to everybody in the nation, and it is just about at the end of the season. Oh, my gosh. Playing out the string, as they say. And who knows what these next two games will be. Like, the Chiefs, they're down to their third-string quarterback. Who knows what's going to happen with that? And we're about to play the Giants, and, you know, we could win, they could win. Maybe it'll be a tie. I don't know. Yikes. I don't want us to lose, but, you know, I'd love to have that number one pick. But I also want a solid team of coaches coaching up that number one pick, you know. Can't be going back to what we had this season. I mean, like, can we get a real O-line coach coaching up the O-line? Brennan and company, you guys are done. I don't know. I don't see it happening. I do hope that Mark Davis, a.k.a. the Muff, you know, I hope he's really paying attention this time. Not like, you know, I wasn't hoping he was paying attention before, but really hope he's paying attention and takes us, the fans, into consideration when he evaluates the team at season's end. You know, you got to get everybody on the same page, the coaching staff, special teams, offense, defense. We all got to be on the same page. So having said all that, I love this podcast. It is the bomb. Love all the callers. You guys are great. Happy New Year. Peace and blessings. This is Raider Tracy calling on the eve of the game between the Raiders and the Giants. Go Raiders.
Well, as you know by now, we lost to the Giants. So now we do have the first pick in the draft. We just have one more game to go. And I know you watched the game and you saw, and I'm sure this is what I thought was, this is our team. This is how we played all year long. There's no difference. There's no changing. We haven't changed anything. We make the same mistakes we make every game, and this is what happens. And so I'm all right with that. We didn't lay down or nothing, which is fine. We have one game left, and I agree. We're going to get that one pick. We're going to pick Mendoza. This would be my dream. And when we pick him, we're going to get an offensive coordinator as head coach, a new guy. And we're going to give him everything he needs, and Spytek's going to give him exactly what he needs as far as offensive line help. You know, we got a lot of money. We're going to have a lot of places we can go here. I know the offensive line will improve greatly if we get our new quarterback. It just seems to me that it's working into position to be a positive thing. And that's where I'm keeping it. And I like your thought. And, well, thank you for that, too. I love the podcast. I love the callers. And, well, thank you for calling in, too, because you are Raider Nation. And our next caller from the mountains of Virginia, the Mountain Raider, is in the house. What is happening, my good Raider brother?
Raider Randy, Raider Greg. This is the Mountain Raider from the state of West Virginia calling in after the embarrassing blowout loss to the Giants. But was it anything other than what we expected? Not really. I don't know what to say other than, you know, it's a complete collapse on all sides of the ball, including special teams. And, you know, our ownership, as far as I can tell, seems indifferent to it. As you mentioned, they don't care as long as they're selling tickets to somebody. The fact that it's peopled with the opposing team's fans doesn't seem to matter. It's truly a discouraging situation. Are old enough to remember when we fielded a team that was respectable. I remember when we fielded a team that was feared in the 70s and early 80s, as you do too. I mean, this team is unwatchable, just completely unwatchable. And the ownership is, I mean, it's pointless to talk about draft picks and, you know, we don't want to win because of this and that. It doesn't matter. I mean, look at the draft picks we've had over the last 20, 25 years. Have any of them improved our position substantially? They haven't. And they're not going to as long as the management and ownership is incompetent, as this one is, and indifferent to winning as this one is. So anyway, I mean, I've been a Raider fan my whole life. It's too late for me. The only thing I can say is if you're new to the NFL, save yourself and root for a team that wants to try and win, because the Raiders that we have right now, that's not us. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's just a fact. So best uniforms, best logos, best fans, worst ownership. So hope you all had a good Christmas. Happy New Year to all the Raider fans, and let's go Raiders.
Yeah, 34-10 is a whooping. And it's a whooping from a Giants team that has one more win than we have, which doesn't say a whole lot. But unwatchable is a good way to say what our team's been all season long. They're unwatchable. They're hard to believe the way they play. Hard to believe that we could have these spurts of great plays and then just abysmal endings, but that's our team, and this is where we are. And I understand how bummer it can be, and save yourself, don't become a Raider fan. I get it. But honestly, I do see a big-time light at the end of the tunnel. This team can change in one draft pick. That's what it's going to take. And let's just see if someone has the guts to do it, and the ownership has the guts to keep his sticky little fingers out of the pie, if you know what I'm saying. I think we got good things coming up, brother. The Raiders will again be dominant and not pitiful, pitied franchise. I know I hate it too, but It's going to change, man. It's going to change faster than you think. Thanks for the call, man, and the heartfelt feelings for sure, because we're all right there. But I just see the possibilities with this draft pick, and you have to, because that's being a fan, bro. Love the call. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, my friend. And our next caller from North Carolina, Raider Ruben, is in the house, and I love what he has to say. Check him out.
What's up, Raider Nation? This is Ruben from North Carolina calling in. It's the day after the loss of the Giants, the Tank Bowl, as everybody was calling it. But I'm calling because I'm seeing some things said online, and I don't know, some people are not really thinking rationally. I'm going to put my GM hat on right now. But, you know, a lot of people are calling for us to go out and get a quarterback in free agency rather than draft one. And here's my problem with that. Derek Carr, this will be his third or fourth season gone. All these quarterbacks have been drafted in that time. Some have been very successful. We never traded up for one. We get the quarterbacks in the later rounds, like Ian O'Connell and Cam Miller, and those guys aren't really seeing the field unless there's an injury, as in it was for Aiden O'Connell. But here's my thing. You know, we have Brock Bowers on his rookie contract, Ashton Zenty on his rookie contract, Jack Besh on a rookie contract, Trey Tucker, who's going to be coming up off of his rookie contract. Why would we want to go out and pay almost top dollar for a quarterback that's going to be a free agent, which I don't know who's going to be available from the looks of things? The only quarterback that's out there was part of Malik Willis, and he's, you know, he seems a pretty good backup for Green Bay, and I doubt they'll let him walk. He seems to be a viable backup to Jordan Love, and I don't think Green Bay is going to want to let him go because, you know, they see how important it is to have a backup. So that's my thing. You know, we have $100 million in free agency, as it's being reported. That number's due to go up once the new season begins. So why not draft a quarterback and with the first overall pick if we end up getting it, and get a quarterback? I don't understand what's the problem with that. We got Caleb Rogers. We have Charles Grant, who were drafted this past season earlier in the earlier rounds. Those are two rookie linemen. Give them some time on the field. Let them get acclimated. Let them get some reps in and see how they do. And then, you know, with the money that we have left over, we can always – find a lineman in free agency. We could find a wide receiver. We could find a linebacker, another pass rusher, you know, another D lineman. I don't understand why you want to wait another year to draft a quarterback. It makes absolutely no sense to me. It boggles my mind. I don't understand why it's the big need to go and pay almost top dollar for a quarterback and, you know, and then fall back again in the same cycle. You know, we're not finding a Rich Gannon. We're not finding a Jeff Hostetler out there. There isn't one out there that's comparable to any of those two quarterbacks that we had in our past. So let's get a quarterback, first round overall pick in the draft. Let's get that quarterback. He'll have 5 years on his rookie contract. If he goes out and balls out, then you go out and pay the man. You know, pay him like he's what he deserves. But with the talent we got now, we need other areas as well. And if you look with Derek Carr. Derek Carr, his first couple of years, he didn't have a really good offensive line. 2016, his second year or his third year in the league, they went and got the best O-line for him. And we saw the results during that season. So, you know, it could be done again. You know, let's get that quarterback. We need the quarterback. We need a rookie quarterback to call our own. We don't need another has-been or wannabe quarterback free in the free agency market, because lately, you know, unless your name is Sam Darnold, those players are going to be coming around anytime soon, and I don't see any players on that level. And I don't even want to hear Kirk Cousins' name as a possibility. That guy's washed. He's old. And I don't want him to be as a bridge to for our rookie quarterback. Maybe to bring him in on a one-year or two-year deal to help our rookie develop. But other than that, I don't want another has-been wannabe starter as our quarterback of the future. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I hope everybody got home safe from their gatherings and their parties. And same goes for this upcoming new year. Have a good and safe one, and I'll talk to you guys in the new year. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hell yes, we get a quarterback. That's right. You have 5 years. You don't have to pay no $550 million. Not yet. But you can sure build a team around him, and you can get an offensive line in the first season and a wide receiver and still have enough room to get some defensive help. That's what I'm saying too, man. No way. I don't want to get Lamar Jackson. I don't want any of these other guys. You know, next thing they're going to be talking about Phillip Rivers. No. We need our own guy. We had our own guy in Derek Carr. We should have thrown more resources at him earlier, but that's okay. We've learned that lesson, I hope. We need an offensive coach. That's how you get the guy. You hook the guy with a first-round pick, the number one pick, the best quarterback in the draft. Mendoza, there's no doubt. He's got everything he needs as far as physical tools, and the best thing he has is he's got a great head. He's smart. He knows how to throw the ball and where to throw it to. This is our quarterback. Let's not jack this up and go for more picks, and so we can still waddle around in this sewer of almosts, which is just what we've been forever. Let's jump in. Let's jump in with both feet and make it so, spy check. That's what I'm saying. Love the call, brother. It's exactly how I feel. And our next caller from Mexico City, Raider Alfonso. What a good dude, man. Check him out.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, I'm just calling to wish you and all the Raider Nation a very happy new year, and also Merry Christmas. Also, it was last week, but I wish to all the Raider Nation the best of the best, especially health, and all my blessings to the Raider Nation and also our enemies. Fuck them, but nobody wish them anything bad to them. But to the Raider Nation, Happy New Year. And, well, things can be better next year, probably. And it was a shame about the last game. Total, this break, total, nothing about respect for the people who pay for a ticket. But anyways, already happened. Let's go forward next year. And Happy New Year. Feliz Año, Raider Nation. Muchas gracias.
Well, there's a Raider fan right there, man. Positive, always positive. I kind of like it. And I appreciate you calling, brother. I really do. I appreciate all the callers. I say it a lot because I mean it. And Randy, too, man. We both talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun. It's funny. We have a great time. Yeah, man, I think it's going to get better next year. And, boy, you're really going to be able to sport all your Raider stuff, I think, once we draft our quarterback. And our next caller is the Cheesehead Raider. I know he's hot. I know he's got a take. I love it because it takes all of us and all of our takes to make it right. What's going on, brother? What do you got for the nation?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, this is the Cheesehead Raider calling from Wisconsin. And, well, the Raiders are doing absolutely everything they possibly can to ensure the number one overall pick. They benched Chin, the safety, Brock Bowers, and our best player, which may have some ramifications, Max Crosby. Boy, they really know how to treat people. Well, so one thing that I want to say is, you know, I know everybody wants to get that number one pick, and of course, you want to get a quarterback. If you guys happen to watch the Sunday night game, the Chicago Bears against the San Francisco 49ers, there was a battle in that game. That was a good game, really good game. My cousin is a 49ers fan, and I texted him. I said, do either one of these teams have a defense? Because they just scored. And isn't it amazing that the quarterbacks was a battle of the number one overall quarterback, or number one overall pick, let me say, and Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the NFL draft, and he was out there slinging. It's almost like you don't have to get a quarterback with the first overall pick. Hey, what was Ben Roethlisberger's draft pick? He won a Super Bowl. What about Aaron Rodgers? He won a Super Bowl. How about the most winning quarterback there ever was? He wasn't even picked in the first round. Now, do you get a better chance of maybe getting the best quarterback at the first overall pick? No. Go back and look at the history of that. We have a horrible team with a lot of holes. We got a quarterback here in Wisconsin, backup for Love. He's been playing pretty good since Love's been out with a concussion. He's a free agent. We could grab him possibly, trade down, and put some picks on that team and have an actual solid team. Raider and Cheesehead Raider, and I am – one last thing. Sorry, got ahead of myself. I hope everybody had a happy, safe, Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a happy New Year. If you go out, be safe. Don't drive under the influence. Now, Cheesehead Raider, out.
Well, I would tell you I would agree with you if I did, but I do not. We get any other quarterback, we're going to have to pay him big money. Big money, middle money, but not little money. That's a fact. And then we'll also have a quarterback we're going to have to re-sign. And we don't even know if he's that good. If you draft the number one Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, look at those statistics. They're different than the ones you're talking about. This kid is smart. This kid is clean. This guy has all the physical attributes to make it happen. He will cost us nothing for 5 years. And we will have an opportunity to groom him, to make him a solid Raider, and just not have this constant door, revolving door of quarterbacks, second string, has-beens, people who didn't make it. No, my friend. I am finished with that program. I want the first pick. I want Mendoza. He's going to come here, and he's going to change everything. And they can do a bunch. Trust me. We got 11 picks. We got a bunch of money, and if Spytek is worth his salt, he'll fix the line. He'll fix the defensive line. There'll be a lot of big changes, and we have core pieces. We have a running back that's a great receiver. We have a tight end that's world-renowned and will be best ever in history when his career is over. We have the best defensive end in the NFL. We have players that we already have in key positions. And we got good defensive backs are coming along. We have rookie linemen that are starting to show promise already. Dude, we need a rookie quarterback, and we need an offensive-minded coach. That's the things we need. We need a good staff. Because if we get that, man, it's on like Donkey Kong. And this is exactly the honey we need to bring the bear, right? We got the sweet honey. We got the players. We have the first pick. This is how we get a great offensive coach to come here and start this program so we can see some wins, bro. That's my opinion. I know yours. I respect it, but that's mine. Love you, brother. I'm glad you had a great Christmas. Please have a safe and sane New Year's. And be safe out there, brother. Keep an eye on each other and be good humans. Last but never least, my good brother, the Desert Raider. Raider Sid is in the house. What's up?
What up, Raider Nation? Raider Randy, Raider Greg, the Prez. This is Raider Sid, the Desert Raider. All right, hope everybody had a great Christmas. That was one of the worst games I ever tried to watch this last week, but it is what it is. We did what we had to do. There's a couple things we need to do now. First off, we need to lose to the Chiefs. Hate to say it, we have to lose to them. Because if we don't have the first overall pick in next year's draft, we are not going to get Gonzalez as our quarterback. Plain and simple. Okay? Someone will jump in front of us, and they'll pay a king's ransom, and they will have that kid, and we're going to be stuck again. All right? So we need to lose to the Chiefs. Number two, we need to fortify the offensive and defensive lines. First and foremost, the offensive line should be first priority. We all know that it's a mess. Got some good players there, though. These young kids that, for whatever reason, our O-line coach didn't think they were good enough to play, actually did really well. Our coaching is incompetent, okay? Which brings me to point number three. We need to get rid of this coaching staff. The head coach and everybody that he brought along with him can go. Patrick can stay. Mr. Graham can stay. His defense has played well enough for what he has, and we just need to get this offense going. And hopefully we can get an offensive-minded coach that brings in a badass offensive coordinator. Okay, so Spytek, you better be doing your homework. Brady, don't fuck this up. All right, Raider Nation. This is Raider Sid, the Desert Raider. Everybody have a happy new year. I'm out.
Exactly. You heard what I said before. I mean the same thing. We are on the same page. For sure, we need to get this guy. We need to get this Heisman Trophy winning quarterback in our locker room so that we can pull, like I said, with the honey, you get the bear or the bees, whichever you want. But you know you're going to get a good quarterback. You're going to get a good offensive-minded coach who should bring an entire staff with him, not keep the knuckleheads we have. And Carroll and his children can ride off into the sunset wherever they go. Good luck. Thank you so much. We're going to move on from Thoust. For sure. I think for sure. And if we don't do that, then there's trouble. We can fix the line. We can fix the offensive and defensive line. We can do all that. We can get a wide receiver. We can do a lot of things if we take a rookie quarterback that we don't have to pay for five seasons. We have over $100 million, way over $100 million, and we have a bunch of short-term contracts that'll be over. So it's on, man. Let's just hope it goes down just like that, because that's how teams get better. That's how teams improve over 1 year to the next. Let's do it. Spytek, get off your ass and get it done. Happy New Year, Raider Nation. From Randy and I here at the Raider Nation Podcast, we just appreciate y'all very much so. And we look forward to the new year and the draft and all the things that come from it. Let's just let the Chiefs go where they have to go. Make them win another game. And let's get that first pick. I am Raider Greg, and I am out.